Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Israeli army has told residents of seven areas across Gaza to leave their homes ahead of planned strikes against Hamas targets. Earlier, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will take mighty vengeance for the major attack Hamas militants launched on Israel. Israel has been bombarding Gaza with airstrikes deep into the night. More from the BBC's Joe Floto in Jerusalem.
The bombardment continues in the Gaza Strip, but more importantly for the Israeli government, they are still fighting on the borders of the Gaza Strip to retake some of their military posts that were overrun dramatically this morning by hundreds of Hamas militants. The bombardment has been fierce. We are told by the military in Israel that they are convening thousands of troops in the area. So they are running an ongoing operation now to clear out the last remaining militants who've infiltrated Israel, but they are preparing for what they say is going to be a substantial ground offensive.
Hamas say more than 50 Israelis have been taken hostage, both soldiers and civilians. Several hundred people on each side of the conflict are reported to have been killed. Hamas said their operation was a response to Israeli violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Speaking to the BBC from Gaza, the General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, Mustafa Barghouti, also laid blame for the violence squarely on Israel.
The attacks from Gaza came as a response to many things. First of all, we are under Israeli military occupation for 56 years now, and the world is doing nothing to end that occupation. That occupation has transformed into the worst system of apartheid ever. And at the same time, since during the last 8 months, we have been subjected as Palestinians to attacks from Israeli settlers, which took the lives of 248 Palestinians, including 40 children.
President Biden has insisted that Israel has the right to defend itself. Behind the scenes, there's been frantic diplomatic activity to try and stabilise the situation. Washington has been in contact with several Middle Eastern countries. Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Jordan have been speaking to each other. Some Arab countries have backed Hamas's action, as our Middle East regional editor Mike Thompson reports.
Some of the strongest backing for Hamas's actions on Saturday has come from Yemen's Houthi rebels. They described the attack on Israel as a heroic jihadist operation. Qatar blamed Israel's policy of expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank for triggering the assault. Kuwait took a similar stance. But the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco and Sudan, all of whom recently normalised ties with Israel, refrained from criticising either side and simply called on both to show restraint.
This is the BBC News. Nearly 200 people have died in a powerful earthquake which hit western Afghanistan. A local medical director in Herat province told the BBC more than 500 people had been taken to hospitals. There have been reports of landslides in some rural and mountainous areas. The president of Ecuador, Guillermo Lasso, has sacked the prison's director after the killing in jail of a seventh Colombian suspect linked to the assassination of an anti-corruption presidential candidate, Fernando Villavicencio. It comes a day after six other Colombian suspects were killed in a riot in a jail in Guayaquil. Warren Bull reports.
In his last week in office, President Lasso is attempting to re-establish control over Ecuador's justice system and its highest-profile case. Among the measures, he sacked the head of the police investigations unit and ordered a further six suspects in the killing of Fernando Villavicencio to be transferred to a more secure location. The former journalist and trade unionist was shot dead in August while campaigning ahead of the first round of the presidential election. His murder highlighted the rising levels of insecurity and violence in Ecuador, where international criminal groups are fighting for control of drug production and distribution routes.
Niger's military rulers say they're cutting the country's budget by about 40% because of international sanctions. The army seized power in a coup in July, prompting condemnation from the West African bloc ECOWAS, the European Union and the United States. Niger, one of the poorest states in the world, relies heavily on foreign aid. Expedition teams say an American mountaineer and her Nepalese guide have died in an avalanche while climbing a mountain in Tibet. Anna Gutu and Mingma Sherpa were scaling Shasha Pangma, the 14th highest peak in the world. The mountaineer and a colleague who's missing hope to become the first US woman to scale every peak above 8,000 metres. BBC News.